From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The latest twist in the Obama administration's search for the way forward in Afghanistan has come from Afghanistan. The U.S. ambassador there, Carl Eikenberry, has sent a strongly worded cable to Washington expressing his deep reservations about sending more troops. General Eikenberry is the former top U.S. commander in Afghanistan. He's concerned about the reliability of the Afghan government and its president, Hamid Karzai. The current U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, has requested tens of thousands more troops to fight the Taliban and al-Qaeda. As President Obama considers his decision, he's hearing from a wide range of advisors. We had the opportunity to explore these questions with two Afghan women involved in humanitarian and human rights work. Fatima Gailani is president of the Afghan Red Crescent Society, and Saraya Paksad is founder of the Afghan nonprofit group Voice of Women. They're both in Washington this week and joined me in the studio earlier today. I asked them about a possible troop increase, starting with Fatima Gailani.
It is very difficult for someone like me to give opinion that what military action will be beneficial or not. Now, if a few thousand up and a few thousand down, I don't know that if it is good or bad.
But there could potentially be tens of thousands.
Even tens of thousands. My argument is something totally different. My argument is that if you don't put more money to change the life of ordinary people, nothing will help, especially in the southern Afghanistan. Last year, it was a question of changing crops from poppy to an alternative. It was extremely successful with saffron. Saffron came very nicely.
Saffron? We didn't,
yeah, saffron is a very expensive crop, but we didn't have equipment how to pack it. We didn't have a mechanism how to sell it to the world. These are the things that our friends, whether it is the United States of America, whether it's in the European community, there should be more emphasis upon how to change the livelihood of people of Afghanistan so they will be themselves the guardian of their own villages, they will be the guardians of their schools, like the old times, like the time of before the wars.
Saraya Paksad, we do hear from people who want a smaller U.S. military presence in Afghanistan, that a bigger footprint triggers more violence. Do you think in your work with women that is the case? And do you have fears about what a greater U.S. military presence would bring or the opposite?
Increasing troops and military is not a solution. But we can't leave Afghanistan in this condition because now, because of the strategy that we had implemented in Afghanistan, now Taliban become bigger. I like the idea of dialogue, talking with the people who are fighting.
You're saying talk with the Taliban.
Talk with the... We don't have much strong Taliban in Afghanistan as we have anti-government elements. If we could provide some kind of program to have a kind of forgiveness process that bring them in the government position, but not the same peace negotiation which is going on today behind the curtains.
Saraya Paksad, as the Obama administration considers what to do in Afghanistan, what would you want them to keep in mind specifically about the status of women in Afghanistan and the future there?
In Afghanistan, we need to improve the condition of health of women in Afghanistan because today in this century, each 30 minutes, one woman die in Afghanistan because of maternal mortality. Our children don't have access to safe water and they are dying before getting age 5. We need education improvement and we need program to build up the capacity of Afghan women to be able to be the leader of their country.
And do you share that fear that if the U.S. leaves, the Taliban would be back? And
of
women
course,
would be,
because yes. They become bigger today. If we compare them to the 2001, we had access to go all villages in the country and had access to work with the women. But now we become smaller, and the area of our work become very small because of Taliban, expand or increase their activity and their operations. And today they are a big challenge. You are hearing about suicide bombing, you are hearing about explosion, you are hearing about the death threats. we lost 4 or 5 women they assassinated in the city.
Fatima Gilani, as Soraya Pakzad was talking about threats against women, you were nodding your head. This is a very familiar story for you as well.
It is a familiar story, and I'm old enough to remember that when I was finishing my high school, I lived in an environment that question of my gender, at least in the cities, was not even in our mind.
And this would have been when?
It was in late 60s and 70s. I have learned not to take things for granted, whether it is for women, whether it is democracy or human rights. You asked earlier from Soraya that if President Obama asked that, what do you want? For women, what do you want for Afghanistan? For Afghanistan, I would say jobs. In general, jobs, jobs, jobs. If you create jobs, people will be so happy that they will not be recruited. But for women, definitely capacity building. If it is vocational training, whether it is going back to school, going to higher education while working after hours, but there has to be a good program and a serious visit to what did go wrong that it is not going up anymore. So we have to find out. And I think it is training of women.
And Fatima Gilani, how fearful are you of what the future looks like for women, specifically in Afghanistan?
My fear is also sometimes, Soraya said that the talk with the insurgents. Yes, we all want to talk. But when I read their line, they are prepared to talk if women's issue is out of table, human rights is out of table, free press is out of table, what is there to talk about? If we are kept totally out of table, as Soraya said, it is quite a danger that there will be a peace. But again, women will be back in their locked in their houses. Schools for girls will be closed. And we will be happy that here we have peace. And what would that peace be? That scares me.
Fatima Gilani and Soraya Pakzad, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Fatima Gilani is president of the Afghan Red Crescent. Soraya Pakzad is executive director for the Afghan group Voice of Women. They were here in Washington this week to receive an award for their work on women's rights issues in Afghanistan.